Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Dalid. We are on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Learned today's daf for Zchus, for Fuah Shleimer, for Chaim ben Rachel. So we are by four lines from the bottom, Tanya Rav Dustoy. So the Gemara is basically going through different limudim and different sources to try to find a source that an eye for an eye does not mean literally an eye for an eye, but it means monetary compensation. So Tanya Rav Dustoy ben Yehuda Omer. He says in the parsha in Mishpatim, it says ayin tachas ayin, right? So it seems that ayin tachas ayin. So he says it means mamon. It means monetary compensation. Ata omer mamon. You say it's mamon. Oh, ain't no el ayin mamish. Maybe it is literally taking an eye. So Marta, you can't say that. Because what about the following case? Hareishaita eno shozeh gedola ve'eno shozeh katana. Let's say one guy has a big eye, one guy has a small eye. Heyachani korba ayin tachas ayin. How can that be an eye for an eye? It's different. One guy is bigger, one eye is smaller, so it's bigger. I guess the Gemara seems to be under Havmiya, then we say an eye for an eye, it has to be equal. And here it's not equal, because one eye is larger than the other. So the Gemara says, V'chitema kol ki hai shaku mine mamona. So the Gemara says, V'chit, so maybe you could say, in that instance, but if they're not equally sized, then that's where you take mamon. You can't say that in some instances it's eye for an eye, and some instances it's monetary compensation. HaTorah Amar Mishpat Echad Yelachem. It's one judgment for everybody. It has to be equal. Mishpat HaShavah LeKulchem. So how can you possibly say that in certain situations it'll be an eye for an eye, in certain situations it'll be monetary compensation? So Gemara says, no, that can't be. Amri Maikusha. What's the Shaila? Why are you talking about the size of the eye? You're talking about the functionality of the eye. What's the functionality of the eye? It's to see. So he says, Amri Maikusha, Dilma Nahora Saklamine, Nahora Amarachmana Niskumine. He blinded him, so you blind him. It's not necessarily talking about the size, it's talking about the function. Where it says, therefore, it could be for an eye for an eye. So he says, Delete Ilo Temahachi, because if you don't say that, I'd rather you think that an eye for an eye is based on the size. So then about the following case. Katan Shaharagas Hagadol. And here when we say katan, Rashi points out, it's not talking about a katan who's a minor, it's talking about a small guy. You know, a smallish guy who kills a bigger guy, or a gadol shaharagas a katan, or a big guy kills a smaller guy, hey, hegatalinale. How can we kill them? Right? How can we kill them? What does that mean? How can we kill them? The Gemara says, because it says nefesh tachas nefesh, and it's not equal. So again, the having of the Gemara is very strange. You would think that it'd have to be the exact size and weight in order for nefesh tachas nefesh to be work. It's talking about life. It's why we could take one life, we take another life. So I'm not exactly clear on what the havmin is. HaTorah Amar Mishpat Echad Liyelachem Mishpat Shav LeKulchem El Neshama Shlakimine Neshama Rachman Nishkumine. Just like we said, the maskana makes sense. You killed a guy, you get killed. So therefore, Hachanami Nehor Shlakimine Nehor Amar Rachman Nishkumine. You blinded somebody, so therefore you get blinded. So I'm not exactly sure. I mean, a lot of questions. First of all, havmin is strange. Second of all, who says every time he hits somebody, you blind him? How do you know exactly, if it has to be exactly the same, can you really figure out and know that that expert, I don't even know if we are now nowadays, that you can do something to somebody whereby the exact same injury that was performed to A is going to happen to B? I mean, people have different, physiology is different. I'm not exactly sure how that could ever, I mean, maybe there's certain surgeries you can do that would have to guarantee the same outcome. But to hit somebody, there's always going to be a difference. You know, tiny Edoch. It's funny. We take for granted that ayin tachas ayin is not literal, and the Gemara goes to constant limudim to try to find, and they reject so many of the limudim. So you have to go up and make a list. Some of the limudim are accepted, some are not. But the Gemara has a very difficult time trying to quote prove that ayin tachas ayin means compensation. Tani idach, another raisa, again trying to that chov chaverim is pays mamon. Rav Shimon and Yochai Omer ayin tachas ayin. That means mamon. Ata omer mamon, no eno ela ayin mamish. Maybe really literally the eye. Hare, what about the following case? It has to be mamon. Hare shahaya suma visime. Let's say a blind guy blinds somebody else. So it's ayin takas ayin, what are you going to do? Right? Or kita vikita, or chiger vikiker. A guy who's missing a hand takes off somebody else's hand. Or a chiger guy is lame, is mechager somebody else. Heyachani mekayim bezeh ayin takas ayin. How can I do ayin takas ayin? I'll do the other eye. Well, that's it. Maybe he's blind in one eye. I don't know. Okay. So, Torah Amra, and now they're focusing. So, the Torah is so, by Torah Amra, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. It's going to be one complete judgment to everybody. Mishpat Shav Lechulchem. That line, they're taking very literally.
Right.
Aitach Zayin, they refuse to take literally, but Mishpat Achad Yelechem, that they take literally. It has to be completely the same. So therefore, if you can't apply it across the board to a blind guy who blinds somebody else, it obviously must mean Mammon. So Amri, my Kusha, what's the Kasha? Dilma Hechad Efshar, Hechad Lefshar, Lefshar, Batrinle. Where you can, you can, where you can't, you can't. Sometimes you can't do it. When a katan hit harm somebody, you can't extract payment. So when a chiger, when a suma blinds somebody, you won't be able to extract the payment, and that's all. And he would be put there. Rashi says, "Patrin leiv bivelo klum, lavi mishpat shava." What does it mean? Equal mishpat? Only till aver mamash, only lift over glamry. The idea is either you take the limb or you don't. And in some places, you can't. You can't. So the Gemara says, "Deilo temahachi," because if you don't say this, that, in other words, don't say the concept of where you can, where you can't, "Deilo temahachi." Treifa shaharig es hashale ma'adinle. What if you have a guy who's on death row or guy who's dying, you know, confirmed he's dying, 100% chance he's dying, right? And he goes ahead and he kills somebody. So what do? You can't kill him. Why? Because Rashi says ma'adinle. Look at the last top fourth line of Rashi. Ma'adinle. Hagavra katilahu. He's a dead man walking. Bahavile edush itiyachal azima. Rashi calls it, you can't be mechayv him because you have edush itiyachal azima, because you can't do kasher zamam to them. Right? Taha im mishtachi edim zomim peturim. The gavra katila bo lemiktal. Because what's, they want to go ahead and kill this guy. This guy's considered halachically dead already. So it's, they didn't do anything. So it's edush itiyachal azima, and therefore there's no edus, and if there's no edus, there's no death penalty. Right, v'hilchach ihunami potter. That's, he's also potter as well. But what you can say, it's mishpat achad yelach, mishpat echad yelachem. So you have to be able to kill everybody. So the, rather, ella hechad efshar efshar, hechad alo efshar patrinale. Where you can, you can. Where you can't, then you potter him. So to our case, can be ayin tachas ayin. You ask me, oh, the blind guy. So that's the case, you can't. But still, this is not a raya, that it's monetary compensation. Next try. The bey rabbi yishmal tana. You really have to go to to ask somebody to go through the list, go through the chart, all the brises, what the attempted proof is, and what the outcome is, and whether it sticks or not. Tanya Debe Rabbi Shmuel Tano, the Pasuk says, Amakra ki yinosein bo. Right, this is in, I think, Mishpatim Perach of Dalid, Pasuk Chaf. So what's the full Pasuk? It doesn't have it here. Kasher yitain mumba adam, okay, so we put a mum to somebody else, kein yinosein bo. A nesina ele mamon. Nesina means mamon. So ele meyata, wait a second. So the word nesina means paying mamon. So let's go find other psukim where the shorish of nasan is given and see if saying that that's money makes sense. Ele meyata, the pasuk right before it says, kasher yitain mumba adam. When you yitain a mumba adam. That doesn't mean money. That means you give. Hachinami the mamonu? That means mamon ki yitain mumba adam. How does that make sense? When you give money to somebody, talking about damages, that's not money, that's making a mum. So too, who says over here, Kenyan Nasin Bo means money. Maybe it means what he gave to him, you give back to him, which is literal, Ayin Takas Ayin. Where says, Amri, that's what Gemara says, the Bnei Yeshiva answered, Amri Debei Rabbi Yishmael, they didn't only learn it from the word Nasina. Rather, Kra Yisei Radarshi, there is a extraneous pasuk as well. Michte Ksiv, the previous pasuk in pasuk Yates, it says v'ish ki yitain mun ba amito kasher asa ken yaselo. If a man gives a mum to somebody else, what he did to his friend gets done to him. So you see already here the pasuk says asiselo kasher asa, you know, kasher asa, you give back what he did. Then why does it say afterwards ki yinasein bo in the following pasuk, right? Kasher yitain mun ba adam ken yinasein bo lameli. Why do we need that? Already know that you're supposed to do that. So the second nason is Shma Mina Mamon. So it must be that the Torah has come to teach us that the second pasuk is talking about monetary compensation. So the Gemara says, okay, if this pasuk is extra, so it says Kasher Yitein Mun Ba Adam Lamali. I guess there's another pasuk that says Kasher Yitein Mun Ba Adam Lamali. We don't need that. So he says, no, I did by the myth of Kenyan Asin Bo, Kasav Nami Kasher Yitein Ba Adam. But why do you say, what's Kasher Yitein Mun Ba Adam? Oh, that's a previous pasuk. So it says kasher yitein mun ba adam. Why do you say that? Why use the lashon of nasan? So because therefore it says the by the myth of kein nasein bo. So kasher nami kasher yitein mun ba adam. I guess just for parallel structure to use the word giving, use the word nasan. I'm not sure, but okay. Apparently this one seems to stick. This price is not rejected. Okay, the bei Rabbi Chiya Tana, and in the Beis Mitzvah of Chia, they learned the following drasha. Amakra, the pasuk says, this is by Edom Zomen. The pasuk says, V'sisa lo, kasha zomen, lasos la'achiv, right, lo sachos einelcha, yad biyad, regel beregel. So the mashmash of the pasuk is yad biyad. So the Gemara says, what's yad biyad? Davar hanitan miyad liyad. So you talk about Edom Zomen, you have to do kasha zomen. So they wanted to harm him, they wanted him to be chayev, even a chayev for, so, but the chayev we say is mamon. So just like they chayev mamon, so to the other guy would have been chayev mamon, otherwise they would have been chayev mamon. But what is davar anitan miyad liyad, umayniyu mamon? It's davar anitan miyad liyad, that's mamon. So Gemara says, wait a second, that's fine for yad liyad. Okay, that's one, something that's passed from hand to hand. But the pasuk also says, regel beregel. Right? So Gemara says, elamiyata regel beregel nami hachiyu. Does regel beregel mean also mamon? No. Yad biyad might be mamon, then why do you have regel beregel? There's no such thing as davar anisan mi regel beregel. That doesn't make sense. You know, soccer ball maybe, but still that doesn't make sense. So Amri debate Rav Chira. Well, also they said there in Rav Chira's base medrash, Kra Yaseir Kardarish. They didn't darshan specifically from the extraneous words from the pasuk. Rather, they had an extraneous pasuk. Michtek Siv. The pasuk says already. It says Vasisem Lo Kasha Zamim Lasos LaOchiv. You do to him what he wanted to do to his friend. So Isak Adaitach Mamish, and if that means Mamish, that you do whatever he wanted to do, you do. So Yad Biyad Lama Li. What do I need Yad Biyad? That's extra. So Shema Mina Mamon. Mashma, that's Mamon. So the Gemara says, okay, Regal Beregal Lamli. We still answer the question. So why do I need Regal Beregal if I already have Yad Biyad? So it's Idik Siv Yad Biyad, Siv Nami Regal Beregal. That's just, you know, parallel structure. It's a nice poetic way of saying it. Yad Biyad, Regal Beregal. That's to continue. Again, so this Brisa also is not rejected, I think. All right, next source. Abaye Omer. Abaye says, and there's other gear source that say this is Rava. But okay, Abaye Omer, Asya, he learns it out, and we just Tani Debe Chiskia, from a Brisa that was taught in the Beis Medrash of Chiskia, the Tani Debe Chiskia. There it says in Shmos, Ayin Tachas Ayin, right? It says Ayin Tachas Ayin, and the Pasuk before it says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Right, you have to get an eye for an eye, and Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. And low Nefesh, the Ayin Tachas Ayin. And you can't be your life and your eye in compensation for somebody's eye. Meaning, and he says, therefore, v'isak adaitach mamash, and if it means, you can't have two punishments, but if it means that you actually do to him, literally, the possibility exists, people have different constitutions, that if you try to harm somebody the same way you harm somebody else, that second person might die, might be weaker, might not be able to withstand it. And then you'll end up paying your eye and your life. And that's not supposed to be. So it says, "V'isak adaitach mamish zimnim de mishkachas le ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin tibahadi di iver le nafli nishmosay." The time you try to wound the person, you may kill him. The Gemara says, "What's the kasha? What's the big deal?" Duma meiman amdinan le. They stand him up, and they have these experts who determine how much he can withstand. Duma meiman amid le. And if they evaluate him that he can accept it, fine. If they say that he's too weak, they don't do it. And if they do evaluate him and heard that they're wrong, and the guy dies in the end, so if he dies, he dies. Right? Famous words. If he dies, he dies. So if he dies, he dies. So big deal. What? You die, you die. Not my fault.
So if he actually dies, then don't they have to?
No, because Milo Tanan. No, they do not. They do not. Let's see the next line of the Gemara. Milo Tanan, don't we have a Mishnah in Makos that says, Lagabe Makos, they say that the guy can take 37 Makos. Right? And they end up giving him 37. Abdu, right? Umeis Tachas Yad, the putter. And he ends up there wrong, and he dies, the putter. That's the court's putter. So to here. So what's the big deal? So the Gemara says, that seems to be rejected, right? That seems to be no. Is that accepted?
Yeah.
That's accepted. Okay.
Rejected.
That is rejected.
Yeah.
Right. No. He says dumish kachas lei. And they can't do it. The Gemara says, "What? It's rejected because if they evaluate him, and if he can do it, they can do it. If he can't do it, he can't do it. And if he ends up dying anyway, it's a big deal." Okay, so that's okay. Next, Razvid Mishmei de Rava. Here again, also they changed the girsa. Also, it says it's Rava. Okay, Razvid Mishmei de Rava Amar Amakra. Because the next one's Rav Papa. So that makes sense. Rav Zid and Rav Papa were talmidim of Rava. So if they're having Rav Zid and then Rav Papa, so it's probably Rava and Rava. Okay. Rav Zimish made the Rava Amar. Amar Kra. The pasuk says in Shmos again. It says Petza Tachas Pet Patsa. Which how does he translate Petza? Wound.
Wound.
So Petza Tachas Petza. From there they learn Litain Tsar B'Mokom Nezek, that you have to pay also for the pain. The suffering. The pain and suffering you have to pay along with the damage. You know, damage, we said, is something that you evaluate based on is the value in the slave market. And there's also a pain, which we also have to figure out how that compensation works. So, but if you think that really you have to pay, you have to break his arm like he broke your arm. So, you, Gemara seems you already paid back the pain. Because just like I pained you, you pained me. So I don't understand that havamin either, because it's the idea of the reimbursement of the payment is to pay me for my suffering, not that you get me back with pain and suffering. That doesn't help you with your pain and suffering. That doesn't pay your bills. So I don't understand what that
sounds like.
What? Yeah. So that's. I mean, it is. If you say eye for eye, literally, it is sort of retribution. But even some of that retribution,
monetary retribution
is fine. But if part of the payment is pain, you don't repay pain by causing somebody else pain.
Right.
You repay pain by giving me compensation for my pain.
Right.
Okay. But the Gemara seems to say that if you.
Gemara is seriously entertaining the fact.
Gemara seems to be entertaining all of these ideas.
Like we blind someone. Oh, it seems so foreign to our way of thinking, but maybe just. Could be academic exercise.
If you go back into the look at all the codes from that time, the Torah, Hammurabi, all these things. Yeah. Cut off your hand. It's still doing now in some countries.
Right.
So, okay. So over time, things develop and things may change and ideas about jurisprudence change. But, yeah, maybe the Havamina was that's what the Torah literally meant. The Gemara has people getting stoned for many things. So why is this one more... So the Gemara says, Umay Kusha, why is this Akasha that... You know, the kasha is again that if it's literal, then you're already taking the pain from the guy. Umay kusha dilma ikad inish demifanik, and therefore someone's a mafunak, right? He's a little weak. Islet tsara tvei, he gets a lot of pain. If ikad inish dilma mafanik, but less late tsara. There's some people, hey, chop off the hand, big deal. They have less pain if you chop off their hand, and therefore what he doesn't. So therefore, you're not going to be equal. So Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, l'may nafkamino. So then, what do I have? Petzatachas Petzach is that l'mesvi l'hayach b'vein b'veini. So what you have then is Petzach Petzach teaches me. You're right. I'm not be equal. So therefore, we evaluate how much your pain is worth. We evaluate how much his pain is worth, and the difference you pay. That would be so. Therefore, that's rejected as well. So Rav Papa Amar the Rava Amar Kra, the pasuk says v'rapo yirape. You have to pay for his medical bills, right? I'm going to take insurance payments for the. That's wishful thinking, David, or that's legit? Especially in Israel.
Assuming
that you're up, hey? Right, we learned it on tomorrow's daf, on Behemoth Base. They say that this is... maybe it's the change of lush, or maybe it's I think there it doesn't say rafo, but rapo yirapay, so maybe it's extra. We have rapo yirapay, litain rafu b'makom nezek, that you have to pay for the doctor bills, even when, and even you pay for the nezek. V'i sakadaitach mamish, and if you're going to say literally that you have to take off his eye for his eye, so kihecha the high baya asya, high nami baya asya, just like this guy needs to be paid the doctor bills, this guy also needs to pay the doctor bills. Again, I don't say the havamir. The havamir is you have to pay for his. But if this guy has $1,000 in medical bills, by me now getting $1,000 worth of medical bills as well, doesn't compensate him for paying for his medical bills. So I don't understand the Havamina.
You're in assumption
that
it's a compensation thing.
Revenge?
Yeah. You just
take
it. You just take care of business.
Okay, sounds okay. So Mike Kusha. So the Gemara says, what's the gosh? Dilm Igor Slag Mr. Ha, baby. You could also like Mr. Chaya. Chaya. Maybe there's a person who's, I guess, heals better than needs less medication, and someone who has to take a longer time or has to pay for more. Everyone has different constitutions, and therefore, because that's the case, so when does the Torah say that you have to pay for medical bills? You pay the difference between what it costs you and what it costs him. So I knock out your eye, then you go ahead and knock out my eye. your medical bills are $1,000, my medical bills are $750, I pay you the extra $250. Again, so rejected. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar Asya, he says he learned a gzeira shava of tachas hachas mishor. It says tachas here, it says tachas by shore. Ksiv hachas, it says by chavala, by a friend, it says ayin tachas ayin. Ksiv hasim, it says by the shore, shalem yishalem, shore tachas shore. And there, shore tachas shore was that you, was money. Right? Malahala is mamon, afkan, mamon. So Gemara says, so my chas dialfto tachas tachas shore. If you want to learn that from tachas, there's another place I can learn tachas from. It says tachas by shore, nelef tachas tachas my adam. Learn tachas by capital offenses, by murder. The ksiv over there, it says, Yimason Yevin Asatan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. You pay life for a life. And therefore, it's literally. So, Malahala and Mamush, Avkan Mamush. Just like over there, it's literally the death penalty. So, it's over here, it's physical payment. You have to take an eye for an eye. So, the Gemara, so why are you learning Tachas, Tachas from the shore? Learn Tachas, Tachas from murder. So, the Gemara says, no, Donin Nizakin, Minizakin, the ain't Donin Nizakin Misa. Our case is Nezek, the shore case is Nezek. We'll learn Nezek from Nezek. We're not going to learn Nezek from Misa. So Mar says, no, other Abba. Our case is a person. The capital case is a person. Let's learn the case of a person from a person as opposed to the case of a person from an animal. He says, other Abba, donim adam e adam, ve'ein donim adam e behema. So that's rejected. So now, the Girsa issue over here. So most Ksavyad, they take out Amar. So therefore, it would be Ela Rav Ashi, meaning Rav Ashi is discontinuing Rav Ashi, saying different limud. Ela Rav Ashi, it's, he learns now from the pasuk of tachas from a shor muad, I think. It says mitachas asher ina yalefley. Right? That's he doesn't learn it out from shor muad. He learns it from tachas asher ina. That is by rape. Right? It says v'nasan isha shochav imalavina rach hamishim kesef tachas asher ina. Right? Because that he raped her. So there it's so you have a tachas over there. It's damage and it's from a person. So it has both similarities. We don't want to learn damage from capital, and we don't want to learn damage from an animal. Here we have damage to damage regarding a human. So the Etzmara says, Adam e Adam, v'nizikin minizikin. And therefore from tachas you learn its monetary payment, and this sticks. This one sticks as well. But why do you need so many limudim? Where else do you have cases where we have a halacha, you know, the Chaim learned that halacha from the Pesukim?
So blatantly a problem.
So that makes it just, to me, it just weakens, maybe I'm wrong, it just weakens the whole idea. They have so many sources, that means you're trying so hard to prove it, sometimes it makes it, you know, call a motive korea almost.
And the question is, so why does Torah write it like this?
Exactly.
Right, so there's a famous Rav Chaim about that. But it's all drash. It's all drash as to why the Torah wrote it that way. Because it's just like, you know, Rav Chaim bases the same thing with the Korban. It says, Adam ki yafi mikan. So the Ramban says there that really it should be you on the Mizbeach, but the animal goes in instead. But your mindset should be that it should have been me. So he says, Rav Chaim says the same thing when it comes to Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, that really your mindset should be that I should be getting, it's such a severe thing that I did, your mindset should be that it really should be me. The Torah, or the Chachamim allowed me to pattern myself with the monetary compensation. Just like the Korban should have really been me, it really should be my eyes. That's how I have to look at it. But again, that's a drash, it's not Shalom Sukkot.
Discussions about the
ages,
when they said, "Look, look at your Bibles."
Right.
We said, "Are you kidding us?" I mean,
literary
means
literally means
the only thing I can think of is lifting the evil and sitting in mitzvah.
Also, that one about if a woman grabs the private, so it says she
cut off her hand. But that's the same thing as damage. That's damage. The only other one I thought of was lifting the evil to the mikshol, and there are some who learned out that it's not. It does. We always say ein mikri yotze v'dei pshuto, and therefore by lifting the evil, there a lot of people say the mamish is an iser of putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. But on top of that, there's also the eta. Here we just the mikra is yotze v'dei pshuto completely.
Right.
So I don't know. It's a good question.
They agree unless it goes against the pasuk. Pasuk says,
I don't know. I don't have the Tzduki Talmud in front of me, so I'm not exactly sure what that means. I do have a book that talks about. But the Tzduki also.
I don't think they.
Yeah, the Tzduki also. It's not so literal. They didn't believe in Torah Shavuot. They had their own way of interpreting. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I barely know, you know, Pharisee halacha. I'm certainly not.
No. Email
right. I'm not. That's not one I'm going to spend time on. Okay. Next, Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar now comes, this is, yeah, Rabbi Lazar says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Rabbi Lazar is a Shamuti, no? So he's a Shammai, okay? So he has, okay, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamash. It means literal, Ayin Tachas Ayin. The Gemara says, impossible. Mamash Sacha Daitach, you really think that it means literally? Rabbi Lezer, less like he could call Haini Tanoi. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like any of these other Tanoim. Maybe not. Half of them were rejected. So what? Right. So Amar Abba, no, he says Lomar. What does he mean? He says Lomar she'ein shaman osok eved. His argument only is that when you do the damage, when you estimate the value of the damage, you don't evaluate based on the slave market. So Amar Abaye, we don't value the slave market. So what do you make the valuation on? So Amar Abaye, so Ella Kiman. Right, Ben Chorin, you're evaluating based on the value of Ben Chorin. Ben Chorin, Yisrael Dmei. How do you? What's the value of a free person? You don't sell them back and forth. You can't put a value on that. You can put a value on a slave. You can't put a value on a free person.
You can't ask a slave, how much you pay to go free?
But that's a slave. That's a slave market still. You value based on the slave. It just doesn't seem. But you're only worth based on a market for them. You can't create a market. You can't create a value if there's no market. So El Amar Avashi Lo Marsh Ain Shaman Also Benizak El Bamazik. No, he says Rabbi Lezer means Rabbi Lezer said Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish, and now we're changing Rabbi Lezer to say that Ayin Tachas Ayin means that when we evaluate it, we don't evaluate the Nizak what he's worth on the slave market. We evaluate the Mazik what he's worth on the slave. And it's sort of the same machlokas that we had between Rabbi Shmuel and Bekiva, whether the Nizak Shamin Alei or with the Mazik Shamin Alei. And here he said we had the whole time said, oh, do the Nizak. What would you have been worth on the slave market before he damaged you? And what are you worth now? Pay the difference. Rabbi Lezer, according to what they're saying now, is that, Ravashi is saying, is that what Rabbi Lezer meant is that you say, look at the Mazik. What you would have been worth with it and what you would have worth without it. I don't know, but that, again, it's the same kasha you had on the Torah you have here on Rabbi Lezer. Here, Rabbi Lezer's quote is, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ayat Tachzayin Mamish. Okay, so I don't know how many more. Next, okay. Gemara tells a little bit of a story. Hahu chamra de kata yad de yinuka. There was this donkey, I guess, that bit off the hand of a young child. So us the kamei de Rapapa Bar Shmuel, they came for Rapapa Bar Shmuel to collect money from the donkey owner. So Amar Lahu, so Rapapa says to the dayanim, I guess, zilu shumulei arba advarim. Go and evaluate the four things that he has to get paid for. Where are you coming? It's an animal.
Yeah.
So I don't know where. So Amalei Rava. So Rava says, first Amnon Chamisha Tanan. We say it's five things. So Amalei, okay, Levar Minezek. I mean the four things extra. So Amalei Abai says Hachamorhu. It's a donkey. There's no Chamisha Dvarim. It's only by Adam Amazek, right? The Chamor Einam Shalom and an Elanezek. So Amalehu Zilu Shomli Niske. Now go evaluate the Nezek. So first he said four. Then he said I meant five. Now he goes back. I don't know. He said he only meant the Nezek. So the Gemara says, "V'ha'ka avda boy l'mishayme." You have to evaluate based on the fact that he's a slave. Which, how else are you going to do it? You didn't tell them the right way to evaluate him. So Amar Lahu, so the Rabbi says again, "Yes, zilu shamu kavde." Go evaluate him based on the slave market. So the whole thing is strange. The guy didn't know any of the halachas; he was completely off base from beginning to end. So Amar Lahu avua dianuka. So the father of this child says, I don't want you to put him up on the slave market to see what he's worth. It's a zilzil to my son. So Amrelay, so Dayanim said to his father, it's his money. I mean, you'll hold it in trust, but it's his. You're taking away his ability to be compensated. So Amrelay, the father says, when he gets older, I'll pay him for my own. I don't want him to go to the busha of having to be evaluated for this. I don't know. I thought.
How much would he be?
That's worth? What I thought also. So maybe that itself is an embarrassment enough. I don't know.
What's the take home point of this little?
I don't know. The take home point to me is that this Rapapa Bar Shmuel didn't know what he was doing. I don't know, but that can't be the take home point.
Right.
Okay. Next case. Hahu Torah. The Alas Yadid Inuka. So it's another, this is a short thing that the Alas Yadid, he bit off the hand of a child. So Asla Kari the Rava, they came to Rava, Amar Lahu, Rava says to Dayanim, Zilu Shemukavde, you got it right. Go find out what his worth is on the slave market. So Amar Lay, Vahamar Hu Da Amar, Kol Hanishom Ke'ever, ain't going else above El. Haven't you told us that we don't do this type of compensation above El? I guess you need to be smuchin. and we're not samoch in the bavel. So any type, your rule to us was any payment that requires an evaluation of the slave market, we don't collect in bavel. So how can we do that here? So amar lahu lo tricha di tafas. The only reason I'm not going to make the guy pay. I just need to know how much he would have been owed. So if he goes ahead and tafas and goes and grabs, you know, out of court and grabs, we know how much, you know, we say that itafsinan tafsinan, it's legitimate from the grab, but we have to extract if he took more. So we have to just know, in case he does it on his own, if he does vigilante justice, we have to know how much of that vigilante justice is justified. Okay. So the Gemara then says, Rabba letame, Rabba goes with shitaso, the Amar Rabba, because Rabba says, niske shor b'shor, if a shor damages another shor, or niske shor b'adam, a shor damages a person, go with those b'avel. Those damages we do collect in b'avel. But niske adam b'adam, but a man damaging another man, and niske adam b'shor, damage done by a man to a man, or damage done by a man to another shor, ain't go with those b'avel. We don't collect in b'avel. So we have to figure out what the difference is. And Gemara's going to go through a whole list of trying to figure out what the differences are. So Maishnai Niske Adam Ba'adam, Niske Adam Bashor to low. Why do you not? So the Gemara says, because Elohim Ma'inan. Elohim Inan Dayanim. We need Dayanim, we need Smuchim. So Velekam, we don't have Smuchim in Babel. The Gemara says, Niske Shor Bashor Bashor Ba'adam Nami. So if the short animal, the damage done by Shor also, you need Elohim Ba'inan Velekam. Also says, you know, you have Vikar Valvais Elohim, Elohim, you have to, all these things, you have to have judges, and we don't have. Okay, so that can't be the difference. So what's the difference? Ela Maishna Shor Bashor Bashor Ba'adam. Why do we collect when the shore does the damage? This whole concept of shlichusayu, that we are the shlichim of Bezdin. They are mumchim, and they are smuchim, and therefore they can collect, and they gave us permission. So the Gemara said, midi dahave ha'odos v'alvos. So just like we have an idea that we can collect ha'odos v'alvos. Rashi's quotes, ha'odos v'alvos, first Rashi in the shorter lines, says, the amr per kamdus Sanhedrin, de lo ba'ina mumchim shal tinol denos v'nei lovin. If you don't deal with, you know, contractual issues of loans, you basically shut down liquidity in the market. There'll be no market liquidity anymore, because no, who's going to lend if you can't collect? If there's no backup to if someone defaults, right? Hodos habalidom the 80 hodos. Okay, so that's just like hodos valvalos we collect because we're stuchusayu. So too we're stuchusayu by the cases of where the shore does damage. The Gemara says, so why are we only stuchusayu where the shore does damage and not where the person does damage? Adam ba'adam va'adam ashor nami shlichusai kavdinen mid lahavi hodos v'alvos. They only made shlichus for one and not the other. If we're shlichusayu, then we be shlichusayu. So the Gemara says, Amri ki kavdinon shlichusayu. When do we say that we are considered the shlichim of the smuchim of the mumchim? It's b'midi dekimle b'gavei. If it's something that we know the set amount, we know the amount of their payment. But midi the low kim lebigavei low abdino shluchosayu. If we don't know the exact amount, so the Gemara says, wait a second. So of those twelve votes, you clearly know the exact amount. The exact amount is what's in the contract, and they're fighting over a specified sum. But by nezek, we don't know what the exact amount is. The Gemara says, Amri shor b'shor b'shor adam nami lo kim lebigavei. You're telling me that only if a person does damage, we don't know the exact amount. We have to evaluate based on the slave market. Well, we have to evaluate the damage no matter across the board. If a shor damages your car, you have to take it to an expert to figure out how much the value is. So why is that considered? Why is that shlichusayu as opposed to the case where the person does the damage? There's no difference. So Ella puk chazei hecha midizabni tor b'shuka. So where it says Ella puk chazei hecha midizabni tor b'shuka adam v'adam. Let's go out and see how much a shore is sold in the market. So then you'll know how much the damage of a shore is. That's only if you completely destroy the damage. Right. If there's not complete damage, then you have to value it. So I don't know. So Gemara says, but adam ashor nami puchazei hechad zami of the mishuka. You have the same idea of evaluating the shore in the marketplace. You can evaluate the person in the marketplace. What's the difference? So Gemara says, va'od and another kasha by the shore by damage tashlum kefev v'tashlum abrachamisha the kaitzi navich shukusayu. If that's the case, then that any time you have to pay kefel, or any time you have to pay dalal v'hei, that's a set amount. I steal something from you that's worth $100, and someone testifies, I have to pay $200. But we don't do that in Bavel, it seems to be saying. Or I steal an animal for you that's worth $400, and I sheft it, I got to pay 4 times 4. That's a set amount, but we don't collect that in Bavel. So again, why are we collecting damages if the shore does damage as opposed to what the person does the damage? So the Gemara says, Amri ki kavdina shlichusayu b'mamona, only by dini mamonos, which shlichusayu, but by knasos, lo avdina shlichu sayu. That's why that knocks out the kefil and the dal v'hei, assuming that's a knas. The Gemara says, okay, fine. But adam ba'adam demamonuhu. If I damage you, that's a chi of mamon. That's a knas. The knas is usually something that's not related to the amount that I did damage to. Sloshim shekel, if I hit an eved, kefil, dal v'hei, it's not, I damaged X and I'm paying something completely different. But if I'm paying exactly what I damaged, that's mamon. So why am I not collecting again? So the Gemara says, when do we do shlichusayu? That's be milchsla de shchicha. Only things where the hezek is matzui. Adam ba adam de lo shchicha lo avdina shlichusayu. People don't usually hit other people. Oh, okay, I don't know what they're right. So that people don't. That's not shchiach, and therefore we're not shlichusayu. In other words, it's sort of like a takana rabbanon. You don't do something that's not shchiach. They didn't make the takana. So to hear, the mumchin in Eretz Yisrael did not allow the non mumchin in Bavel to collect when it came to something that's not shchiach. The Gemara says, "Vahare bosha supgam." What about bosha supgam? That is considered shchiach, and navid shluchosayu. That's shchiach, and we should be shluchosayu. Now, what's the bosha supgam? Rashi has a deep rasa supgam. A lot of gears to take out the pagam, but it says boshes. It says shayach ba'onas umufate, and he says that's shchiach. So, I guess in their day and age, it wasn't shchiach for a person to hit somebody, but it was shchiach for rape and seduction was shchiach. Okay, so bosha supgam the shchiach. If that's shchiach, then we should be allowed to collect that in Bavel, but apparently they're not. So Armi Hachinami says, no, in Hachinami we do collect it. The Rav Papa Agbe Arba Meazuz Leboshes. Rav Papa collected $400, I guess, to compensation for the embarrassment. So he did collect boshes. So now we're on the point to say that some of that shchiach we collect. Something that's not shriach, we don't collect, and therefore an adam damaging an adam, or an adam damaging a shor is not shriach, and therefore we don't collect a bavel, but a shor doing damage would be considered shriach. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the hal less laid the rapapa, we don't pass like rapapa, but less the rapapa, the shalach lever of chiz the rav nachwa, the shalach lever of chiz the chiz, the knas coming up is the bavel, you're connecting knas and bavel, how can you collect boshes? So we reject rapapa. So again, we're stuck. What's the reason why there's a difference between an adam who does damage and a shor who does damage? Why by shor doing damage we collect, an adam not doing damage we collect? We just rejected the concept of shchicha because we have boshes which is shchiach, but we don't collect it in Bavel. So Ella, Mark is another distinction. Ki avdina shtichusayu, we have to just now combine a few things. It's the milsa of the shchicha. It has to be something that is typical. Right, the isbe chisaron kiss, and it has to be a chisaron kiss. What does Rashi say by chisaron kiss? He says, "Hoda v'halva," meaning it has to be an out-of-pocket loss to the other person, as opposed to damage. Where I guess there was no, it's not out-of-pocket. I guess. Aval milso de shchicha, but something that is shchicha. The less, how does he translate chisaron kiss? Monetary loss. So it has to be. As opposed to being a punishment, it has to be a monetary loss. What? Yeah, but nezek isn't a knas. Nezek is damage, but it's not an out of pocket loss. It's compensation, I guess. It says aval milsa de shchicha, but something that's shchiach will less be chisaron kiss. Something that is shchiach, but that's not chisaron kiss. But that's why you do collect nezek, because that is considered chisaron kiss, because that's just compensation. And it's shchiach. Where is it shchiach? It's only shchiach by the shor doing the damage, not by the person. He says, "Aval milsa de shchicha v'les bechisaron kiss." Inam milsa de lo shchicha. Then that's not shchiach, but is bechisaron kiss. Lo avdin shchichosayu. That's the rule. So now plug it in. Hilchach adam ba'adam. When it comes to a man damaging a man or a man damaging a shor, afal gav de is bechisaron kiss. Even though that's just monetary compensation, came into lo shchicha lo avdin shchichosayu. So that's not standard. It's not typical. We're not shchichosayu. But boshes, when it came to boshes, afal gav de shchicha. Even though that's shchiach. Cave into less be chisaron kiss. That's not a case of chisaron kiss because that's just an extra judicial payment. That's a knas. Lo avim shtichusayu. We don't do shtichusayu. And therefore, the case of the shore damaging the shore would be shchiach and a chisaron kiss. And therefore, you would make the payment. That's the difference. Remember, the difference came all the way back. Is that why we said Rav Tamei says, Rav says, Niske Shor we do pay for, and Niske Adam we don't pay for in Bavel, and we try to figure out the difference. The difference is that Niske Adam is not Shriach, and it's also, it's not Shriach, Niske Shor is Shriach. What's the difference between Niske Shor with the Boshes? Niske Shor is Chisaron Kiss, Boshes is not Chisaron Kiss. Okay. Bishor, now the Gemara says, we had this whole idea to prove that the damage done by a Shor to another Shor we do collect in Bavel. Now the Gemara says, is that really true? Vishor go mivavel, v'ha'amar Rava, then Rava say, shor sehizik in go minosim mivavel. Rava said himself, if a shor does damage, you don't collect the payment in Bavel. So the Gemara says, what's the case? The Izik Man. Who did the shore damage? Elaim the Azik Adam. If he damaged the person, my ear is short the Azik Adam. I feel Adam to Izik Adam, Nami and Govim. Why do you consider that? Even a person who damages a person doesn't collect. So why are you talking about a shore damaging a person? Also doesn't collect. Elop Shita, the Azik Shore. It's a shore damaging a shore. And Katani ain't Govin also Bavel. You're not Govin and Bavel. So what's going on here? So Amri, the Gemara says, they send the Meshiva, Hasam a short Tom, Hacha b'muad. No, when it came to short Tom, guess this Adman Dom is holding that Tom is Knas. So short Tom is a Knas. That's why they didn't collect in Bavel. But a shore Muad? Shore Muad is monetary compensation that you do collect. Gemara says, wait a second. But there's no concept of Muad and Bavel. Vahama Rava ain't Muad b'Bavel. You can't have a concept of Muad and Bavel because you have to go to the Beis Din to warn him. And we don't have those Batei Dinim to warn him. So he says, Amri da Ayid Hasav Yisui L'Hacha. Must be a case of a shore that became a Muad in Eretz Yisrael and they brought him to here. So Gemara is good with a lot of dochek answers. This one is too much for the Gemara to take and says no. He says, Hai Milz Lo Shchichi. That is not Dover Shchiach. And that's not Dover Shchiach. You're not going to be Mishnuchusayu. On that, you can't. So the Gemara says, "O milsa shchicha ha'amart lovi milsa delo shchicha ha'amart lovi shchusayu." If it's not davar shchiach, you don't become shchusayu. So the Gemara says, "No, the asra upon the hasav yudo hacha." The rabbanim from there came here to testify. The Gemara says, "So that's also not shchiach. So delo shchicha he va'atamart milsa delo shchicha lo kadin shchusayu." The Gemara says, "Fine, I have an easy answer. Some that's you're focusing so much. Say, I'm sorry, so much on the karen damage. What about shein v'regel? Shein v'regel." Is mu'ad lechatzila to start with? You don't need testimony. He wants elaki kamarava b'shein v'regel the mu'ad mitchilasan inu. That's he bit the animal or he kicked ashore. That's mu'ad right away. Okay, next, done with that. Next, the Mishnah said sa'ar. Right, what's the pain? The Mishnah said kiva'o b'shipudu b'masmer. Even if he just like burnt him on his fingernail, at a place that doesn't make a wound. There's just pain, but there's no wound. Even that you have to pay for. And there we say we evaluate how much it seems to be. How much would a person would you be willing to take $10 million to fight Mike Tyson? Basically, that's the idea. How much would you be willing to take in order to have this pain done to you? Most people would say no, but some, I don't know. You can't dive. You can't dive. You cannot take a dive. If you take a dive, you lose the money. Okay. So Gemara says tsar bil shalob makom nezek. The Mishnah's example was pain without a wound. So it's sar below makom nezek, mishtalim. Mishnah says you pay. Mantana. Who's the Tana who says that if I wound you in a way that doesn't cause you damage, but still cause you pain, I have to pay you. So Amarava ben Azahi, it goes according to the Shita of ben Azai. The Sanya, we have the following brisa. So the full pasuk says by Chavala, it says, Kviya tachas kviya. Right, I think it means a wound under a wound. Or I'm not sure how he changes kviya as opposed to petza. It says kviya tachas kviya, petza tachas petza, chavura tachas chavura. The wound is the chavura. So Gemara says, Rabbi Omer kviya nemar tchila. First it says kviya, benazi Omer chavura nemar tchila. And what is the ikur language in the Mishnah? The kviya and the pasuk? The kviya or the chavura? So Gemara says, Maika Mithki. What does that mean? What are they arguing about? Rabbi Savar, kviya, what kviya means, the lesbe chabura mashma. Kviya means hitting somebody without making a wound. And therefore, kasav, and so the Gemara writes kviya, and then afterwards the Gemara writes chabura, legaluya ale de kviya, to explain to me what type of wound we're talking about. To isbe chabura in, ilolo. The only time you make compensation is if there's an actual wound. If there's no wound, then there's no compensation, even if there's pain. Uben Azay Savar Kviya de Isbe Chabura Mashma. Kviya by itself is mashma that you have a wound. So when why does it say chabura afterwards? Right? Kviya de Isbe Chabura Mashma. So Kasarachmana Chabura, so what's chabura afterwards? Legal Shaleh de Kviya Lesbe Chabura. When it says chabura, it comes to reinterpret Kviya, tell me that Kviya means something that there's no wound, just pain. So according to Ben Azay, you would pay. Even if you would still pay. So the Masif Leira Papa, or Papa says, maybe you learn it the other way around. There's Adaraba. Ibcham istabra. It also makes sense, Rashi points out, you want to try to make Rebbe be more consistent with the Mishnah, because Rebbe was the Masadra of the Mishnah. Right now, we just have Rebbe saying that the Mishnah is in accordance with the Shita ben Azai. There's a machlok between Rebbe ben Azai, and we're making the Mishnah like ben Azai. So Rapapa says, no, flip it around. Ibcham istabra. Rebbe omer kviya nemer tchila, savar kviya de isbe chabura mashma, kasar achmuna chabura lagulele de kviya, the lesbe chabura, So Gemara says chabura to show tell me that kviya means without a chabura. Therefore, Rebbe would be the one who says that pain without damage is a payment. And Ben Azay Amar chabura Amar tchilu l'sav kviya less mechabura mashba because upon chabura the gluy led the kviya the is mechabura in ilolo v'amaskana kamaya. And then it says when it says tchila, it's talking about you know what's the last word. Gemara says why are you saying it one way or the other? E nami. Or you can say the kuli alma kviya ben de isbe chabura ben de lesbe chabura mashma. Everyone agrees that the word kviya means whether or not there's damage or not. The problem over here is hacha b'klal uprat meruchakim zebezek hamifliki. Whether or not there's a klal uprat here, it's chabir kviya and chabura, but they're not next to each other. So kviya is mashma more, chabura is more limited. So usually klal uprat you down to ain't a prat. So it's chabura, is this considered klal uprat? Right, so Rebbe Sover ain't done also klal prat. Ben Azay Sover done also klal prat. Even though they're distant, you still make the klal prat, and therefore you limit the kviya to only having the chabura, whereas Rebbe would not. The Gemara says, "V'chi tema." If that's the case, chabura le Rebbe lamali. So what do I have to pay? What's the if Rebbe says that you only pay if there's damage? So then why do I? If Rebbe says that you pay even if there's only pain, what do I need the word chabura in there? Lamali the dami seim to pay extra. If there happens to be pain and damage, you pay more. Okay? We'll stop here by the two dots at the top of Pehei Amaral.
Why not?
No.